When we read the gospel, we are invited in faith to accept the full proclamation and revelation that is made in Jesus Christ, to accept everything in Jesus' person, everything that he reveals. Of course, there are elements of the gospel which we probably find great consolation and comfort in particular when we think of Jesus under the image of being meek and humble of heart, when we think of the so many instances of the forgiveness of Jesus and the mercy of Jesus. But today we're also reminded that part of the revelation of Jesus is that he also is the just judge who comes to pronounce judgment upon the world and upon those of us who are living in the world. And that too is a part of the revelation that we are called to accept. That notion of judgment oftentimes will be one that can make us a little bit uncomfortable, because it is a frightful thought to think of the difference between eternal life in heaven and eternal condemnation. Think, though, when we consider the notion of Jesus the just judge, the best approach is to consider a couple of images. The first is to think that it is impossible for light and darkness to exist in the same place at the same time. They are mutually exclusive and totally incompatible. And similarly, it's impossible for order and disorder to exist in the same place at the same time in the same thing. Once again, they are mutually exclusive and incompatible. And if we think of heaven, if we think of being of God, of being perfect order, then we also have to consider then to be in God's presence for all eternity in heaven also then really means to be in a state of perfect order, to be able to participate in his life. And therefore the elements of disorder need to be purified and weeded out so that we stand at the ready to be in the presence of God. Because again, order and disorder are incompatible in the same place at the same time as are light and darkness. When we are journeying on our pilgrimage of faith through this world, one of the elements that can present a challenge for us is we don't always see perfectly with a pure light that allows us to know the state of our soul or the state of our actions. In other words, it is easy for us to build little crevices or little secret places where we have elements of darkness in our life and to try and stop the light from shining through it. But the light of Christ will be such that it will penetrate through every act and through every circumstance. And in that light of Christ, it will be impossible to deny the praise, merit, or culpability for our actions in consideration of all the circumstances of our life. That luminous and that bright will be the light of Christ, that all excuses and self-justification will fade to the side and will only be left with the truth of who we are. I suppose the image of light you could consider when a light shines through a window quite brightly, and only then can you see all the little particles of dust that are in the air. It's only that bright light which exposes it. Or even consider light as really being ultraviolet radiation. An X-ray is really a form of light, and likewise an MRI uses radio waves to be able to present an image or to cast light on what is hidden, namely what is hidden within the cavity of our body with respect to our bones and with respect to our joints in the MRI. And this too is really an image of that light of Jesus Christ. It will be so bright and so perfect that it will lay bare every aspect of our life, every act of our life, and it will perfectly consider all the circumstances of our life that may go toward enhancing or mitigating our personal praise, merit, or culpability in what we do. And this is Jesus, the just judge, who is preparing us for a life in heaven where order and disorder are incompatible. And therefore, there are three things I think today's liturgy should urge us on to do. The first is, now is the time to work on ordering our lives as perfectly as possible and striving to order them as well as possible. Because we are journeying to a place of perfect order and harmony, and therefore we want every crevice, every nook and cranny of our life to be in a state of order as we move toward our encounter with God. The second aspect is really to be thankful. Because, you know, even the warning that Jesus gives, as terrifying as it is in one sense, it really is an act of love to remind us our life isn't a game, our life has meaning, and it is important what we do and who we become through our thoughts, words, and actions. And thirdly and finally, it also should give us great hope, because this work of bringing order to our life is not one that we accomplish alone. This is also the great work of our Heavenly Father in our life. God's providence is constantly at work in our life to help us to bring order into our lives, and also to constantly remind us that the same Jesus who is the just judge is also merciful, and he's also the one we can turn to apologize and to keep journeying forward in our striving to become perfect and to bring order to our life. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in today's liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always strive with our whole heart to bring order to every aspect of our life, so that we would be prepared with the help of God and with his mercy to live in his presence forever. Amen.